Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. This is Steven Midan.
And this is Jeff Ellison. Welcome to Wednesday, July 11th, 2012.
Episode 8.05, the AFC East Preview Assessment Show.
Preview assessments? You mean we are in the realm of assessing things?
We are going to start assessing things, getting us ready right up to the week before the season starts. We're going to bring you one division every week from here on out. Then the week before the season starts, we will give you our final division. And then 2 days later, we'll give you our prediction show. And booyah, the season starts.
Cross like my heart, hope to die, stick a needle in my eye. We're going to do it.
Well, that's if you don't go and take, you know, a week's vacation or 2 weeks vacation. And you're just like, I want to go frolicking in the wind. And you go and you take off.
I ain't frolicking in no wind, brother. I don't get no vacation this summer, okay?
Okay. This is episode 8.06, not 8.05.
And it is the Jeff and his family get no vacation this summer show.
Oh, whatever.
It's true.
Whatever. So we got AFC East, Bills, Jets, Patriots, Dolphins, all coming at you.
I think we should do Patriots, Jets, Dolphins, and Bills.
Well,
given
that's how they finish. But no.
That's right.
In the preseason, in the offseason, we go in alphabetical order.
We have.
That's why we start with the AFC East. We go Bills, Dolphins, Patriots, Jets, in that order.
We have precedent.
Alphabetical order.
We have precedent.
That's how we've done it for years.
That's how we roll, baby.
And that's how we'll continue to do it. Coming up in a minute, we've also got some interesting NFL news.
Bringing American football to the world. Bringing American football to the world. It's Steven Miranda and Jeff Ellis with NFL Rants and Raves.
Yeah, there you go with that microphone. We got to use that microphone, Steven.
Well, that was because we tried to do a show yesterday.
Yeah, thank you.
And I wasn't ready to do the show because I didn't bring
thank
my headset.
You.
See, because we do radio and stuff, and I do that from my house, and so I need my headset for that. And so when I come into the Rave Cave, I sometimes forget to bring it. And I ain't driving all the way back to my house from the Rave
Cave. Check it out, people. When Jeff gets into like a emotional, I got need to excuse myself or something, he starts talking really fast and he starts going.
I need to explain it because people need to understand that it's not my fault.
Kind of was a little bit.
It was totally my fault.
Kind of was a little bit.
That's entirely the problem is that it's my fault.
Here's the question. Did you or did you not press that button for the microphone?
Yesterday.
Yes. And did you or did you not,
did that not
press
stop
it
your
back?
Cart? I did.
Yes. And did that fail the launch of the intro as soon as I said, in a moment?
But aren't all great broadcasts, you just fly by your mistakes. You don't take a magnifying glass to them.
Yeah.
Because when you do that under the sun, they catch fire.
I just took a page out of your playbook.
Which is the best playbook I've ever known. But I've just finished those guys have all the fun.
Yes.
ESPN, those guys have all the fun.
Yes, the book by who?
Huge tome.
So is it still like that where people take beers to the hotel and stuff? Or
well, no, they know. Bristol is probably
blossomed to a point where there
might be a bar that's open till midnight.
All right.
I don't know, but it used to be in Bristol, Connecticut, home of ESPN, the worldwide leader in sports. In the early days and well into the first decade plus, there was just a liquor store in town, and they closed at 6.
Yes.
And so it was a high-drinking crowd there in Bristol. And so whoever got off at 5 o'clock, it was their job to go to the liquor store, raid all the beer, put it into an ice chest in the car, and go back to the hotel where most of them stayed.
Right.
And then when people would come off air at midnight, 1, 2, they go to that room and they can have cold beer.
I see.
And now there's got to be a bar there now in Bristol, Connecticut.
You think so?
Now you got me so curious, I want to stop the show and get up my maps application to start looking around town.
Well, you know what I want to do? I want to know, because CBS Radio.
6,000 employees now.
CBS Radio this morning posted my dream job, Jeff.
What?
And I was wondering if you'd be very
job?
Sad if I went to Texas.
Of course. You went to Texas for 9 days,
I
was sad.
It was our holiday.
You got a vacation?
Look, Jeff.
How weird.
The first week of July, there is nothing going. Okay, OTAs have just finished. And there's nothing really that happens until the last week in July. So if you're going to take a vacay, and I'm just throwing this out for you.
Vacay? Is that how the kids talk
short
these days?
Short for vacation. If you're going to take a vacay, Jeff. Yeah, that's an interesting picture.
The first SportsCenter broadcast ever.
You should take it anytime between July 1st and July 18th.
Because that's when you're gone.
Prior to that, you're missing stuff. After that, preseason training camp starts, and so you miss stuff. So that's your window. If you are an NFL guy, and you're going to report and eat and breathe and sleep NFL, your window for vacay is July 1
back with that lingo
to
again.
July 18, okay?
Vacay.
You can maybe even stretch it out to July 20th, but 18 is really when you need to be back and in charge and ready to go. And I'm just giving you this, my little piece of nugget info.
But you're talking in a language I don't understand. You're saying vacay.
Okay, you really don't know what vacay is?
Yeah, I do. Only because I'm reasonably good at math. So guys, have all the fun inside the world of ESPN by James Andrew Miller and Tom Shales.
James Andrew Miller and Tom Shales. Okay, I'll remember that.
The stuff on Keith Olbermann and, you know what, our buddy Dan Patrick comes off looking like Dan Patrick that we know. Just a damn nice guy. Keith Olbermann comes off the guy who would quit a network that nobody even knew was on the air.
All right, you know what? I got to start out with this because for the first time in my life, I'm going to play this, and I don't think it's warranted.
Just a good old boy. Oh, it's not warranted.
He's just a good old boy.
He
just
is a good old boy.
He never did anything
he didn't
wrong.
He did nothing. Beats all you ever saw. He's never been in trouble with the law.
So this is all right. We're talking about Adrian Peterson, running back of the Minnesota Vikings, was arrested this past weekend.
What was he arrested for, Steven?
They're saying for assault.
No, resisting
arrest.
Yes,
there it is.
Let's step into this. You set it up again.
Yes. He was Adrian Peterson, running back of the Minnesota Vikings, was arrested.
Arrested for what?
Resisting arrest.
How the hell can you be arrested for resisting arrest?
Yeah.
Somewhere you have to have done something that warranted arrest for you to resist.
Well, Harden, who is the lawyer for Adrian Peterson.
Who formerly was the lawyer for
Rusty,
Roger Clemens.
Yeah, Rusty Harden, by the way.
Roger
Rusty
Clemens' lawyer. And he walked.
And Harden doesn't understand why Peterson was charged with resisting arrest. Because he wasn't even told at the time that he was being arrested. Because there was nothing to arrest him on.
Okay. Here's how the situation plays out in Jeff's world.
All right.
I've heard everyone's accounts, and so I've merged them together, and this is what I come up with based on my life experience. It is 2 a.m. Adrian Peterson is at a club outside the Houston area.
Yeah.
Where he abides and resides. And
he's chilling like a villain.
He's chilling, and he's probably had a couple drinks.
Right.
Because you're at a club, and it's 2 a.m. So if you haven't had a couple drinks, why are you there? I mean, honestly.
Yes.
So, and a gentleman approaches him and says, basically,
a gentleman wearing just regular clothes, street clothes.
Yeah, but he may have had a little badge on that said he was with the establishment.
Okay.
He said, bro, it's closing time. And then about 10 minutes later, he's making his little circle rounds, and he comes back, and he says, bro, I told you it's closing time. And Adrian Peterson just kind of gives him a little shove and says, dude, I heard you.
Right.
I heard you. And at that point, sir, I am a police officer, and you are under arrest for assaulting a police officer. Adrian Peterson's like, excuse me?
Yeah.
Excuse me? Those aren't his exact words. Those are my words.
Yes.
And then next thing you know,
I hope Adrian Peterson
we have an incident, and he has two buddies that are also off-duty cops that run security for this club. And this is the thing that concerns me most, not the arrest. He's clearly not rehabbed yet because it took three cops to bring him down.
Right.
It should normally take a SWAT team or 10 cops to bring him down because he's freaking Adrian Peterson,
You're crazy.
And the fact that it only took three cops to bring me down means either A, he wasn't resisting arrest because you'd need an army to bring down Adrian Peterson, or B, he really...
He's not
100%.
Yeah.
That's what concerns me most.
I see.
What do you think of my theory?
It's an interesting theory. I don't know exactly what happened, but for an off-duty police officer who's wearing civilian clothes,
yeah,
who has not identified himself as a police
right.
officer, who doesn't have anything.
Oh, he did before he arrested him.
Well, yeah, but at the point where they say that he's resisted
by
arrest.
By the way, no, the second the guy pushes you,
yeah.
By the way, you should know, sir, that I'm a cop. Then if you touch me again, I will arrest you.
Right, right.
Because
I'm not sure that's the way it played out.
I'm pretty sure it
didn't. That's what Adrian Peterson's dead, Adrian Peterson's attorney, they're all coming out and saying.
They have video of this, so we're going to know what happened, sure enough.
And show me the video.
I'm going $100 in on my theory.
On your theory?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with, you know what, let's go to the club, let's steal the surveillance video.
Steal it?
And we'll just...
That means we have to go to Houston.
We'll broadcast
it. It's a 20-some-hour drive.
Yeah, and it's hot, the humidity there.
Okay. Rant you.
Go ahead.
I need some rant music. No, I need some... I need a soundtrack to be ranted to.
Boom. Okay. That's
boom.
All I got for you right now.
You can just give me a John Madden boo? That is so weak.
It was a boo.
What? Come on, Steven.
What do we have? Okay, here, rant to this.
Oh, okay. Pull that down a little bit so I can rant better. All right, here's what's going on. America, what have you done? You took your heat that has been obsessing America, that has been engulfing America and casting America straight into the bowels of hell, and you've shifted out west. We were having a great summer out here, and now it's hot. We've had 3 consecutive days over 100 degrees. What are you doing to me? You're killing me. Take your heat and keep it. I'm done.
All I hear is, you're killing me, Larry. That's Nirvana, by the way.
Same diff.
No, it isn't. Okay, and I don't understand what you're talking about. What's whatev? What is, you've been saying that a lot lately.
Don't make fun.
Whatev. What is that?
Okay.
BK.
Whatever. Just SMH, man.
You can't say whatever. You're too cool to say whatever.
SMH. Just shaking my head here.
Oh, God. SMH. Okay. Let's just do the whole rest of the show using acronyms.
Kid code. It's the kid code episode. We're not kids, but we know the code.
Did you see Scott White's picture at the church?
At the church. Only
they
a
did
church
it on purpose,
in America.
Right?
No, they didn't.
They did it on purpose,
Steven,
to get your attention.
No.
And then you see worship teaching faith.
Worship teaching friends.
Yes.
An acronym. You can break down the acronym at home. And they had the initials up top on these long banners.
Because they could have very easily moved
this
the
is
banners.
A church in America. My issue with church 1.0 in America, I've said this forever. If Jesus returned today, he would go and do what he did to the Jewish synagogue system of the day. He would go in and clean house just like he did in the New Testament.
Okay.
He would go in and go, you're doing all this in my name? Excuse me? He's the one who says, excuse me, by the way, it's Jesus. Well, he would say it in Aramaic, and I don't know it in Aramaic, which is too bad. Right. And he would go, seriously? WTF? Are you guys so hermetically sealed that you don't even know what you're putting up there? And they would say, well, we went to a Christian print organization that went to a Christian ink organization that went to a Christian typesetting organization. It's a hermetically sealed bubble, and it annoys me to death. My barber is a Christian. My dentist is a Christian.
Yeah.
My veterinarian's a Christian. And my veterinarian's doctor is a Christian. We don't know anything outside the Christian bubble.
As Christians, you know what WTF stands for.
No, you
for.
Don't because you're so holy.
Right.
That you don't ever know things like that.
You don't
that.
Know. You think it says, why the face?
You've never even encountered it, probably. And I say, why the face all the time to my daughter, and it makes Dee Dee crazy. I'm always, did Carol make a face? I'll be, WTF. And Dee Dee just shoots me a glance, like, really? And Carol gets a big laugh. You know, I'm like, look. Why the face? I'm amusing our children. Is that not my joy in life?
Is that not
the only thing I have?
Yes. Right now, amusing my 5-year-old means that I catapult her and throw her about 12 feet into the air, into the deep end of our swimming pool. Yeah, that's her. She'll be like, what? Do it again. That's awesome.
Your daughter is only happy when she's in water.
That's not true. She was so happy watching a movie with me last night.
Okay,
I don't even know what movie we were
watching.
She
gets out of the pool yesterday.
Yeah.
Steve and I had a meeting.
She was
so
out for
my
10 minutes.
My girl came over and hung with Steven's girls, and they were in the pool, and they got out to have snacks. And Emma, of course, takes it into her own to get dressed completely.
Yes.
And then the girls decide they might want to go back in the pool, so she just wants to go back in the pool with her clothes on because she did it a couple nights before.
Yes.
Because her sister, big sister, talked her into jumping in the pool with her clothes on because it'd be funny. And so now she thinks that's the new status quo, how we roll around here.
It was funny.
The first time, but she's five. She doesn't differentiate between first time and this time.
Yes, yes.
I love that kid.
I'm like, no, Emma, you can't.
Okay, NFL news, Steven. What else going on? I got this. I heard just on the radio coming in, according to David Lee Roth of Van Halen fame. Yes.
Do we have any Van Halen to throw
out there? I do, of course, because I'm that way. I'm old school. I'm old school. Yeah. But anyways, he says that he's not real high. Apparently, on the commissioner's dance list, that, of course, a veiled reference to Dance the Night Away. And so, yeah, here's a little Van. In fact, I should play Van Dance the Night Away. Do I have Dance the Night Away? Van Halen. I don't have Van Halen 4. Dang it. But
don't
we
worry
could,
about
we could
it. But let's just
continue
say.
Continue the story.
It's okay.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I want Van Halen
at the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Well, David Lee Roth described it as the ultimate experience for a musician, the ultimate honor for a musician would be to be able to perform. That is the pinnacle of all rock and roll.
As long as it's not Justin Bieber, I'm going to be okay. I mean, I'd be okay with Van Halen.
Listen to that scream. Did you hear that scream?
Yes.
That was classic David Lee Roth.
Yes.
Listen.
David Lee Roth is awesome.
That was back in the good old days of Van Halen.
I like
man.
When he first left Van Halen, and then he made an album, and the title was directed at Van Halen.
Yes.
And then they made an album and responded with their title back at the...
They can be petty.
Yes, they
can. Those boys can be petty, but they patched it up and found out that money is money.
And they make a lot of it when they're together.
Sammy Hagar? Yes. Sorry, thanks. Thanks for holding my seat.
And for those of you who not know, basically David Lee Roth... his first solo album after he left Van Halen was Eat 'Em and Smile. Mm-hmm. And so then when Van Halen put out their album, it was Oh, I See You 812.
Yes.
Yes.
Which is one of the best album titles of all. It's just the letter O,
I
see you, the number eight,
the number one, and then
two.
The number two.
Oh, I see you 812.
Yeah.
That's a great. I mean, that's up there with you can't tune a piano,
you
but you can't tune
but
a fish.
But the thing is, if you don't know the history and you don't know the dudes, they're like, literally, I can see people say, oh, see, you 812.
Elton John had too low for zero. Too low for zero. The number two, a little down arrow, four, and then zero. Too low for zero.
So
it's been done before.
It's
so apparently Van Halen will not be performing at the Super Bowl. I'm a little disappointed because I would like to see them go in a more rocking direction rather than popping direction. And they're running out of the geezer rock acts quickly.
That's true. You know? I did send the commish an email to an email address that probably isn't his, but you know it'll get seen by someone.
It wasn't fake Roger Goodell,
no,
was it? Because those are usually not.
It wasn't fake Roger Goodell. But you know, say just no Justin Bieber, please. I'm good with what you don't want to go with. I'm good.
So last night we're down in Hollywood. Took the girls. We've got a German exchange student with us for the summer, and we took the girls down to Hollywood to see to the El Capitan to see Brave, which I enjoyed. It seemed to disappoint some people.
No, didn't disappoint me.
Didn't disappoint me. I thought it was terrific. Didn't think it was amazing, but visually it was so beautiful. I really enjoyed it.
Yes.
But afterwards, the girls are intent on finding Justin Bieber's star.
Oh, God.
As we're walking around Hollywood Boulevard. Yes.
You spent the night walking around Hollywood Boulevard looking for Justin Bieber's star.
No, I mean, that was kind of the ultimate quest.
Yes.
And so I, of course, being the sly guy, you know, I get on my iPhone and I'm looking up, and apparently Justin Bieber doesn't have
a
star.
He doesn't have a star yet, no. Did you tell the girls that?
Not at first.
Okay.
I let them look for a while. And
I would have been like, he doesn't have a freaking star. He's not worthy of a star yet.
There were three Jack Sparrows outside Man's Chinese Theater. Three Jack Sparrows.
Really?
Only one of them, but the guy looked just like Johnny Depp. It was frightening.
All of them?
One.
Okay.
There
He's
was the
one that's probably actually hired by the
Maybe
man Chinese.
Maybe I don't. They Chinese don't hire man. Those guys. Man's Chinese. It's Graw Man.
I used to call it Chinese Man Theater, and people would be like, "What the hell are you talking
He's
about?"
He's a Chinaman,
right?
He's a Chinaman,
and he owns the theater.
And you look at the decor, and it's Chinese.
You're right.
No,
but that's not it.
Man.
What is it called? Man Chinese.
Man, it was like as in you know, like in the
Chinese.
Old days of theater, you had your Metro Goldwyn Mayer. Man was another one of those big film moguls.
Okay.
And so Man's Chinese Theater
Theater. Okay.
So
there is a real person that is hired by
now,
the theater.
The Mickey
the
and Minnie like, that look really frightening.
Those are scary.
Okay, now I saw Steven, and I wish we could just stick to football, but this is too much fun.
Go ahead. We got some time.
I saw the ugliest Robin I've ever seen, as in Batman and Robin.
Really?
This fat Mexican that's wearing a Robin outfit. That made it okay. Because the costume was to scale and had the R on it, it didn't matter that he was portly and very Latino looking.
Okay.
It didn't matter at all, because he's Robin. I'm like, come on.
Were people taking pictures with
him? Of course. Well, actually, no. He was all alone.
He was all alone.
There's all these people dressed up there for tips.
It started, the last time I was in Vegas, I'm walking down the strip. I see two guys dressed in awful Transformers costumes.
I knew it was Transformers.
And then I walk a little further, and I see someone dressed in this it was a sickening, it was a repulsed version of Mickey Mouse, okay? Like his ears were
like
hanging
beaten up
on the side, and his
imagine
nose
if Mickey
was,
got run over by a train.
That's exactly what it was. And he's like, come here, kids!
First of all, Mickey don't talk!
Yeah, Mickey doesn't say anything!
Characters in costume do not talk. That's rule one of charactering.
Yes.
You don't talk.
The most you can do is throw a kiss.
Yep.
And that's it.
Yep. That sound is all you can do.
That sound is it. That's it.
Yep.
But come here, kid. And it was like a drunk Krusty the Clown dressed as a beat up train destroyed Mickey Mouse trying to get at some kids.
Did you see Steamboat Willie?
it was. To those people, you got to stop, man. You just got to stop.
I actually walked by Mickey and Minnie, and I said, did you make those yourself? I couldn't help it. Kara's like, that's me.
Right.
And then there's a Michael Jackson that was just a Joe white guy off the street wearing the outfit. Wearing the outfit.
Yes.
He didn't even try. He didn't even try. And I'm like, really? Come on.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson?
Yeah, bad timing, and I don't know. Anyways.
Don't be silly, Adrian Peterson.
We're off the Adrian Peterson, but I'm going to go
back.
To... You know what? I got to stop talking about him because he's a Redskin now, but I really like this kid. Robert Griffin III.
RG3, baby. He's
in
awesome.
The news, and basically, he was at a taping of a show, and Kim Kardashian was there. And she was all trying to make
she
the Google
she
eyes.
She thinks she can get whatever she wants.
And stuff. And fortunately for RG3, who I just found out is already engaged.
That'd be a good reason not have interest.
Says, there's nothing there. I got nothing there. Smart kid. He's a smart kid, and he's athletic, and I like him. And darn it all to hell, he plays for the Washington Redskins.
You know, sometimes, Steven, great athletes.
I, Steven Miranda, I'm taking my vow. I don't know if you've ever seen me take a vow, but I'm taking it right now. I, Steven Miranda.
Put your hand on your Macintosh.
Why I got to put it on the Mac?
Put it on mine because there's a Bible in mine.
Oh, okay. Well, there's a Bible in mine, too.
Okay. I just don't know
I,
that.
I, Steven Miranda.
Put your hand on the Mac.
On July 11th of 2012.
10:30 a.m.
At 10:30 a.m., vow to never again. Speak of Robert Griffin III unless I am breaking down a game that he is playing in.
Why? Go.
I'm done.
Wow.
That's it. I just took
You're
him out.
Too big a Cowboys homer.
Has nothing to do with that.
Bull crap, it doesn't.
It has nothing to do with me liking the Cowboys.
It has to do with my hatred of the Redskins.
He hated the Washington
Why do you hate
Redskins?
The Redskins? Because I'm a Cowboys fan. It's math, Steven. It's simple math.
All right. Anyways, good for him, whatever his name is, the quarterback
Drew Brees.
Over there in Washington.
Talk to us, Steven. Well, you broke it.
I did.
I tried to break it, but you got there 5 minutes. Chris Mortensen.
Chris Mortensen broke it.
But Steven got there 5 minutes before me, which really annoyed me because I thought I was on top of breaking news.
Yeah, what was that? Miranda rocks. Woo! Like
I wasn't being sarcastic. I was giving you props. Okay. You can't handle that?
Is that what it was? Props? Okay.
Miranda rocks. Rocks are all in caps. What the hell else does that mean except for you rock?
Basically, yesterday, ESPN's Chris Mortensen reported that he pretty much firmed up that he has heard from someone really close to Drew Brees, quarterback of the New Orleans Saints, that Brees has no plans to show up to camp without a new long-term deal in place that has to happen by next Monday, Jeff.
All right.
That Monday being July...
The 16th.
16th, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Which happens to be the last day that he could basically sign his tender. His franchise tender.
Correct.
And he's not playing for a one-year franchise tender.
I think
he's making it pretty clear.
He refuses to play under a one-year contract.
I'm not playing for a one-year franchise tender. I'm not doing it.
Yeah, when he was in San Diego and he got injured, he remembers well how things went.
What happens after that 1 year?
Bad things happen when you get injured because you end up a New Orleans Saint rebuilding the entire freaking economy of the Gulf Coast region. And that's a lot of work for one guy, rebuilding an entire economy of the Gulf Coast.
I think, look, the Saints have no leverage here. They've got nothing.
Oh, come on. They have – no.
Who?
Wait.
Yeah, go ahead. Who's the backup quarterback there?
Well, we looked this up yesterday, so I should remember. But that's how good he is.
Exactly.
We looked it up yesterday.
Yes.
Well, who did I first give you?
I gave you somebody. Whoever the guy is was not the backup.
I gave you the one from like a decade ago. Bobby Hebert.
Oh, you gave
me Bobby Hebert.
It's not
that
Bobby
was awesome. Hebert. I knew that, but it was like the best I could do. So no, Steven, and I could come up with it right now if I had to. If we wasted people's time,
they
but
got
your
like
point,
Luke McCown.
Your point
and they
is
got
what?
Like, you know, Scrackin' Scrabbles, whatever his
Bumblebee
name is.
Bumblebee freaking tuna.
And they got nobody, okay? If Drew Brees doesn't show up to play football for the New Orleans Saints, they got nobody. And you know what? In case they haven't figured it
out, Chase Daniel.
They already have problems on the defensive side of the ball. You can't have problems on the offensive side of the ball, too. Oh, and by the way, your leader for this football team is Drew Brees because your actual leader, Sean Payton, can't be around your team for a whole freaking year.
What about your interim head coach?
He can't be around for the first six games. Yeah. It's a good idea.
Well, if somebody gets hurt, then
your
general manager can go and make
on
moves
on the football field.
But if somebody gets
come
hurt,
training camp,
your general manager can fix it, right?
No, because he's gone too.
Wow, what a mess! God, are
what
they trying
are
to copy?
They doing? The difference is they want to give him 19. Drew wants 20.5. Give him 20.5.
Give him 20.6, and say, "Get in here today, son. We need you."
What on earth can they possibly be thinking in New Orleans right now that they are making a big deal over this contract for a guy who has gotten them to the place they've never even sniffed for the last 20 years?
So you want to hear their linebacking core right now?
Who, the Saints?
Yeah.
Sure, go ahead.
All that you're going to really know well is Curtis Lofton at the mic, okay? Flanking him is Scott Shaney, left outside linebacker, and David Hawthorne, whom I've heard of, but I think he's a rookie, at right outside linebacker. This is what happens when Jonathan Vilma gets suspended for a year. You get thin at the defensive end. That's all I'm saying, at the defensive positions. You end up thin.
Well, they lost a lot of people.
They've lost a lot, period, and then they lost through suspensions.
Yes.
Which makes it more incumbent on you to have an offense that works. I don't know. That's just me, Mr. Vegas. What do I know?
It has gone from what's worse than a tragedy?
Worse than a tragedy.
Because it's gone from a tragedy to a
cluster F.
I didn't want to go there. I wanted to keep
was
it.
Was that
clean.
In your mind?
It was.
Okay, well, I just read your mind sometimes.
It went from a tragedy to a mockery of despair. How about that?
Mocking despair means, okay, I like that. A mockery of despair. Sure.
I have no idea why they won't give Drew Brees what he wants. Look, I'm the New Orleans Saints. Over the last six seasons,
apocalypse.
He has He has built this team into something dynamic, and he's done that, okay? He has done that. Yes, Sean Payton
has helped
a little bit.
Who broke Dan Marino's single season pass record?
That guy! As far as I'm concerned, he did not once but twice, okay? The first time when he missed it by 17 yards,
dude should have caught the ball,
okay? So, look, he's thrown over 5,000 yards twice. He's led the league in all kinds of categories over the last six seasons. He comes to you and he's like, look, I'm happy here. I want to be a New Orleans Saint. This is what I need for me to stay here and keep my family happy.
Sean Canfield under center drops back in the pocket, finds Jimmy Graham open across the middle. Incomplete pass. Sean Canfield under center. He drops back. Oh, my gosh. Is he going to live from that? Sean Canfield. Wait. Sean Canfield's been taken off the field. We now have Chase Daniel under center. Chase Daniel drop back in the pocket. Oh, no. They've reformed. No, I'm sorry. They got a delay of game penalty. They'll be moved back 5 yards. Chase Daniel now out of the shotgun. He has Marcus Colston. Wide open. Single coverage on Marcus Colston. Throws it into the stands. Oh, my God.
Oh, and if
Saints, that's your
Daniel
season.
Luke McCown comes in.
Luke
who they acquired
it.
From the
hands
Jacksonville
the ball off to Darren Sproles.
Jaguars.
Darren Sproles, foul, they cannot handle the ball, and it's fumbled.
It's going to be awful if they don't get Drew Brees in there. I know people are saying, go for it, Drew. Sit out the whole year. If I'm the New Orleans Saints, that is the last thing I want, is for my head guy under center to sit out the year because he's not happy with the contract that we've given.
General manager of the Saints, just not coming to me right now. Mickey Loomis.
Yes.
Mickey Loomis, I've got one little piece of advice for you. Sunday, block off in your calendar. You're talking to Drew's people, and you're getting the deal done. Just write it into your calendar. It's an all-day event. Yeah. Get Drew's deal done on Sunday.
I'm not around. I can't do anything. I can't talk to anyone.
No, not taking calls from anybody else but Drew's people. Yes. Tell the wife. Make sure the kids are handled. I can't do anything. If y'all going to church, that's fine. I'm skipping this week. Might go on Saturday night if they have that option. But I'm skipping this week because I've got a deal I've got to get done that's the most important deal of your life.
Ooh. See?
Okay.
So that's where we are with Drew Brees and the New Orleans Saints. Any other piece of news that
absolutely.
You want to talk about?
Absolutely.
Other than what?
Out of Orchard Park, New York, tickets for Buffalo Bills home games against Seattle in Toronto have been reduced by 51%.
Wow. This is the Canada game? The Canada game.
Yeah. As a result
of the
new pricing
strategy.
I've never been to the Rogers Center in Toronto.
We were going to go to the Canada game.
I've been to the Rogers Center.
I said we were going to go to a Canada game and we didn't go.
I like Toronto a lot.
Okay, let's go. I've never been. I've never been to Canada.
You've never been to anywhere in Canada?
Never been anywhere in Canada.
Been to five of the 10 provinces.
Wow, look at that.
And I can name them all.
You're all 10?
I can name all 10, yes.
Okay, what are they?
You really want to waste our precious show time for that? I'll go across the board from British Columbia to Ottawa.
You could lie because I don't know what they are. You could just make
up
stuff.
But we have listeners, and we have like Damian Penny who's lived
right.
in two of
okay.
them. Right. And he takes offense when I take shots at Newfoundland just for fun. Newfoundland would be one of them. Nova Scotia, Ontario.
Because you're failing miserably right now.
No, I'm not. I've got a bunch of – I got Northwest Territories. I've got Prince Edward Island. I've at least done seven right now. So, and that's just talking off the top of my head while I'm trying to think about football.
All right. There's a couple that, you know. There's three names that I know of that you have not said.
Okay.
That I actually know.
Well, then I probably know them too, and it just didn't come to my mind right away.
Okay. Can we get to the AFC East?
I just want to say ticket price. That's really bad.
It is, but you know what?
And then we've got, speaking of tickets, we've got the Indianapolis Colts expecting blackouts?
Yeah.
After we have a revision of the blackout policy to make sure we don't have blackouts, the Colts are expecting blackouts?
I tell you what, look, there's a lot of Peyton Manning lovers in Indianapolis.
How many, Steve? How many Peyton Manning jerseys did... No, I'm going to revise this question. Strike the question. What is the percent of jerseys that we saw our week in Indianapolis that were Peyton Manning?
85%.
85 was the number I had in my head.
85%.
And I go on the conservative side because I don't like to overspeak things.
Yes, I think it was probably like
it was 90. Probably more. But yeah. Steve and I, we both try and not overstate our case. 85% at least.
They should be. They should be worried.
They should be terrified. Okay. We walk around. We're in Indianapolis. We're walking around the mall. And it's just like, wow. Radio Row, just number 18 everywhere you look. Yeah. Wow. So, yeah, they should be concerned. So, there we go. Let's get on to our assessment.
Starting off in the AFC East, let's talk Buffalo Bills.
That was really low.
Well, I know because you
pulled down the Nirvana song.
There you go. All right, ready to go.
I asked you to pull down the Nirvana.
Bills!
Speaking of Orchard Park, New York, home of the Buffalo Bills. They are set to autoplay things thanks to Espen.com. I want to thank them for that Home Depot ad. Last season, how'd they do, Steven? They went 6-10.
Yeah, it was not pretty.
Finished DFL, dead freaking last in the AFC East, and 1-5 against the division, Steven.
They were right smack dab in the middle and pretty much everything on the offensive side of the ball. They were 14th in points scored, 14th in yards, 15th in passing yards, and they were 13th in rushing yards. So they were right smack dab in the middle. They weren't great.
Opponents'
weren't
passing yards.
The
28.
Defense, yeah, that's their defense.
28.
You didn't let me finish. I was giving them some props on the offensive side of the ball.
Okay, so wait. Let me restate Steven's props on the offensive side of the ball. You're average.
Yes.
Okay. There's Steven's props on the offensive side of the ball.
He
didn't say it that way.
Average. A little above average. Okay.
I've got passing
at
15.
Can I give you those numbers? 14, 14, 15, 13. Okay.
Okay.
That's a slightly above average.
There's 32 clubs.
Average is 16.
There's 32 clubs.
Slightly above average.
16 is average.
So they're slightly above average.
They would actually be slightly below. 15 would be slightly above when you have 32.
They're slightly
above. When you have 32, you have the first 16 and then 17 through 32.
So 15, 14, 14, 13.
Yeah,
you're right. Why are you arguing with me?
Because it's my job.
Okay.
And I'm well paid to do it.
They're slightly above average.
I'm Skip Bayless and you're Stephen A. Smith.
Those guys just argue. I hate them both. They do. That's what we're becoming.
No, I hate them.
Okay, stop arguing with me then. Now, their problem. Let's go to the defensive side of the ball, where they were 30th in points allowed, giving up about 27.2 points.
And here, Steven, let me stop you here because here is the entire problem. The only reason you were 19th in passing yards against, because no one had to throw on you.
Yes, you were 28th allowing the rush.
There's a basic premise of NFL-dom,
people,
which is that if you can run on somebody, that's what you do.
You don't have to throw the ball.
And that's the reason you're 19th, which is below average, in opponents' passing yards against.
Yes.
If your running game, if your defense been able to stuff the run at all, then guess where your passing yards against would
be? But you were in the bottom six when it comes to total yards given up. And they were giving up about 372 yards a game. That's not good.
That's called a game you circle on the calendar because it's going to be fun.
Yes.
You circle that and you say,
we're going to do a lot of stuff offensively on these guys.
My fantasy football strategy last year frequently was, who's playing the Bills? Who's playing the Bills? I want to get those guys out there. If I have a spot, who's got the Bills? Oh, look.
Yes.
St. Louis has the Bills this week. I'll find someone on St. Louis to put out there, and they'll get me 10 points. Do you have anything to say, Steven, about fantasy football? I'm just wondering.
Oh, yeah, we should have done that. We should have done that in the beginning.
I was just wondering.
Fantasy football winners from last year, you should have already received an email letting you know you won. Congratulations. How to claim your prize.
And your check for $10,000.
No checks for $10,000.
Did we nix that?
Yes, we did.
Wow.
That was a last second cut last year.
Wow, that's too bad.
You probably didn't remember that.
No.
Yes. But your prizes will be being shipped out by the end of this week. And for those of you who haven't responded, I think there was one or two of you.
Well, come on, man.
Respond. Let me know what you want, what you need. I don't have it in front of me.
Oh, man. You know who you are.
Yes.
Do you want your prize or not? Come on.
Do you want your prize or not? Now, speaking of those who did play fantasy football last year, on Friday, emails, that's in 2 days.
That's a day and a half.
In 2 days, Emails will go out for you to reclaim your team from last season. If you want to go ahead and play with us again this year, we encourage you to do
so. If you don't, what the heck's
wrong with
you?
We encourage you to claim your team early because teams are going to fly. Now that we've got more access to other radio places where we'll be talking about this stuff, people are going to come claim those teams. So if you want to reclaim your team, Do it early in the season. Now, everybody else who didn't play last year, and you're like, I want to play. There's not going to be any spots left. There will be spots left.
Guaranteed.
Yes.
Because we will even open up teams
If Jeff and I have to open up a couple other leagues, we will do so.
But just know that for those of you who are listeners and enjoying this in our slowest part of the season right now, which is the off season.
Yes.
So there's like 5,000 of you listening to this show.
Yes.
Okay. And even if it's in August, okay, now there's more, but this particular show you're listening to,
right,
you're only one of 5,000 people,
right.
Okay?
Not
and we had how many fantasy football spots? A couple hundred?
244 spots.
244. Okay, just know that when I go and do Talk Sport Radio with Johnny Gray, this Sunday night, your Monday morning in the UK, and I'm on for 6 freaking hours, you're going to tell me it's not going to slip out of my mouth accidentally a few times? I've already talked to Johnny about this.
Probably 3 or 4 times.
It's going to slip out of my mouth a few times that we have fantasy football leagues, okay? And people should come out and play with us.
I wanted to start, like, World Fantasy Football League.
Yeah.
Like, because, like, most leagues that are for, like, cash money
soccer
are only allowed to – are only for, like, you know, U.S. players.
Okay.
I want to get, like, people in Australia, in the UK, and
name
Asia
10 countries
and stuff real quickly. Okay.
No.
France, Spain, Germany.
No.
Okay.
Those are all places you've been, by the way.
I've never been to Germany.
I was thinking you hadn't been to Germany.
No.
You were really close to it. What kept you in France all that time?
You want that story right now?
So our duty is to check all rumors.
Anyways, okay, dude, we're down to 40 minutes, man. We got like
Buffalo Bills.
We got 25 minutes. Let's talk about the Bills. Here's the thing about the Bills. Everybody is saying the Bills, oh, they've done so great.
They've improved
their draft
everywhere.
Was fantastic.
Dramatically better.
And they went out and they got a Mario Williams.
We still got Chan Gailey in there employing his system for the now a second full season.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to be – Ryan Fitzpatrick is better. Everyone's playing better.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Better could possibly,
all
best
right.
case scenario,
so,
get you to 8 wins.
That's
better. And
Mario,
you know what?
Mario Williams, I like it. They went and they got Mark Anderson, defensive end from the Patriots. They brought in Vince Young to have a backup quarterback if, God forbid, something happens to Harvard. Harvard or is he Princeton?
No, he's Harvard.
He's Harvard, Harvard, right? Yeah. I don't know. He's one of those.
Ryan Fitzpatrick is not just any Ivy League. He is Harvard.
The thing is, and you know, Greg, Buffalo Bills review guy, and Damian Penny, and a lot of these Bills fans up there, that they're going to be going crazy when I say this, but their offense just isn't sexy, Jeff.
No, it's efficient.
And the fact that they're coming out and saying, you know what we're going to do now? We're going to split carries between our running backs, Brad Jackson and Spiller.
We're going to actually have them on the field sometimes at the same time. We're going to run double back formation. Double back formation. Friends, that's called old school football. Old school football. I thought this was a league that was a quarterback-centric league that was won on the arms of great men with great arms.
Look, now, they came and they...
Back formation? That's so not sexy.
Mario Williams, Mark Anderson, then their first-round pick, cornerback Stephen Gilmore, they obviously went out. They said, look, we were bad on defense last year. Everybody knows it. Just look at our numbers. Jeff told you that.
Jeff mocked them.
Right? They were 30th. They were 26th overall. Not good.
Mm-mm.
So they went and they addressed those needs. But, Jeffrey, that's not going to get it done all by itself. They need to be better on the offensive side of the ball because, as you say, being slightly above average isn't good enough. They're going to need to find something besides Stevie Johnson that they could throw the rock to and find some excitement. They didn't have a wide receiver picked until the 3rd round. Yes, Jeffrey, go ahead. You've been so good raising your hand.
Thank you. I want to be acknowledged for raising my hand.
Yes.
I'm looking at their 2012 schedule.
Yes.
They benefit. If the Buffalo Bills do not come in second this year, there is only 3 games on their schedule that have sexy offenses, okay?
Yeah.
So if they cannot dramatically improve in defense by playing the likes of the Jets twice, Kansas City Chiefs, Cleveland Browns, San Francisco 49ers, Arizona Cardinals, Tennessee Titans, Miami Dolphins, Indianapolis Colts, Jacksonville Jaguars, St. Louis Rams, Seattle Seahawks, Miami Dolphins, New York Jets. Again, I just told you a bunch of teams that can't score 21 points a game.
So based on what you're telling me, they've got the NFC West, which we know isn't the best division in
it's
the
anemic
league.
Offensively.
Then, based on what I've heard, it looks like
finishing in last place, they get to play the Browns, the Colts, the Chiefs. Right. Yeah. And those are anemic offenses. If you can't hold your opponent to, I would say, 18 points a game, given that pussy schedule, yes, I said it.
Oh, he did.
You've got
That's
to.
Not good.
And you have a chance to win some games here. Now, yeah, New England's going to destroy you both times you play them. Fine. It's not even going to be close, okay? Yeah, historically it's close. Not this year, okay? Not going to be close this year. Because New England actually addressed some of their defensive needs, as we will get to.
You know, they've got the AFC South. They got to play Houston. That's not going to be tough.
I omitted that from one of the three games.
They got to play Tennessee. That's not going to be easy.
Tennessee doesn't put up 21 points a game. They put up about 20 points a game, 21.
And they're going to be all right this year. Jacksonville and Indy.
Jacksonville. It's a car wreck. MJD, we haven't even talked about that. He's not there.
Well, we'll get to that when we talk about that division. I'm just saying they've got the NFC West and the AFC South. Those are their two games. Then they're going to play the Browns and the Chiefs because those are the two that end the division. And then they got, you know, the Jets aren't going to be that bad.
Yes, they are.
No, they're
not. Yes, they are.
And they got to play them twice. And they got to play the Patriots.
I gave the Patriots and the Houston Texans.
They were 6-10. They'll be hard-pressed to match that or be better than that.
I think with this schedule, if they don't go 7-9, 8-8, you are on the fast track to death.
Okay. That's death for the Bills because they're going to die.
All right. It's going alphabetically.
Who are they playing in Canada, by the way?
Oh, they're playing. Remember the Seattle Seahawks.
Wow, December 16th. Let's go! December 16th!
Tickets are half price. We don't even have to.
We don't have to buy tickets.
We don't want to be in the press box. We don't want to be in the press box.
Well, that's true.
For like $50, we can sit wherever we want. The Rogers Center is empty. Hello?
For like 50 bucks. For $50, we can sit wherever we want.
And the Canadian dollar situation never being worse. Ugh.
Wow.
It sucks to be on the U.S. dollar right now, friends.
Yeah, well, you know.
It really does.
America
I'm thinking about keeping
sale.
All my money in British pound sterling.
Let's get to the Miami Dolphins.
I'm sorry. I thought you said the Miami Dolphins.
I did say the Miami Dolphins.
Wow. The worst team in the NFL.
Alistair and Chaz are not happy with us right now.
Look, I'm not looking to make friends here, anyone. I'm just saying that this, I call them like I see them.
I'm not looking to make friends. Is your machine out there making noise again?
Not as far as you know. Not anymore. Not that I turned the speakers off.
You can dance if you want to. You can leave your friends behind. And if they don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, no friends of mine. Come on, sing it with me. The Miami Dolphins are going to be on Hard Knocks, first of all. I'm such a baby cause the
Dolphins make me cry. Yeah, HBO subscribers are going to be crying.
Why are they showing me this? When is it debut? You played Hootie.
I did play Hootie. He loves the Dolphins.
I made a Hootie channel on Pandora. Do you know what Pandora is?
Dude, my Peter Gabriel channel on Pandora brings tears to my eyes. It's so good.
I tell you what. I started a Hootie channel on Pandora, and Trisha and I literally spent 4 hours out when we got back. This was the Sunday after we got back from our long trip.
Yes, longest journey.
And 4 hours, this Hootie channel, not a single song
did
was
you
played
go, did you go that, thumbs
I,
down.
That I thumbed down.
Yeah.
Not a single one. And Trisha was
you
like,
got that dialed in.
I love this channel. I was like,
you got it dialed in.
This is nice.
Now, did they play any of his country tunes?
They did not.
They should have because they're pretty damn good.
Really?
Won a Grammy
Award
for Best New Artist.
They did not play any of his, but man, and Train, and this is some groups there that I found out. I was like, I really like those people.
Yeah.
I'm really so out of tune with music. It's not
New Linkin Park album, two thumbs up from Jeff.
Really?
Yeah.
Because the boy didn't like it so much.
My son is a weenie.
Oh.
Okay? Let's just be clear.
I hope he doesn't listen to the show.
He never listens to
the show.
That's part of his weeniness is that he doesn't listen to the show.
You know what? He's getting a text.
He thinks we're hilarious.
He's getting a text from me right now.
He loves his uncle and his dad. We're like two of his best friends.
I'm going to say, what the hell is this I hear? You don't listen to my show?
I don't think he ever responded to my text either. What was your text? I took out the curse word.
Oh, you did?
And it. Just kidding. I got it. Ha ha. What does that mean? Oh, he first said he didn't know my login. He's got me ordering him books for college, which is his financial responsibility.
And?
So he says, I need this book, Elizabeth and Hazel. Two Women of Little Rock by David Margolick. Can you order it for me on Amazon? I'll get you back. I need it for school. I guess he probably needs it before he shows up at school.
Right.
And I wrote to him, use my account and order it yourself, you dumb thick. And he says, IDK, your login info. Just kidding. I just figured it out. Ha ha. Okay. I'm like, yeah, because my logins are not that complicated.
Hey, all I know is I was a boy, I'm getting ready to go to college, and books are falling in my category. I'm going to try to get my parents to buy as many of the books as I possibly can.
I'm not that dumb.
You don't fall for the banana in the tailpipe?
No, I don't fall for no banana in my bad tailpipe. In fact, there's an order confirmation from Amazon.
There it is.
$16 for a book.
Yeah,
kid needs to get himself a Kindle because books are cheaper.
What is this I hear? You don't listen to our show? See what it says.
Well, he's gonna say, "Yeah." You're a show. Is what he's gonna say. Okay, we're talking about the Miami Dolphins really quickly here, and we're just basically saying they're gonna suck. Gonna be on Hard Knocks. They're gonna be really bad.
Everybody right now is saying Garrard and Moore are way ahead of Tannehill. Okay.
Oh Tannehill.
How lovely is your Tannehill? All right. They don't have anything. Name one thing
Devon
on the
Bass,
offensive
Anthony
side
Fasano.
Of the ball that they've got.
Devon Bass, Anthony Fasano.
Name one thing.
And how about
– And thing.
I'm going to give you another thing.
Okay.
I'm going to give you Reggie Bush.
Name one thing.
I just gave you three.
On the offensive side of the ball. That's exciting.
Oh, that's exciting. That'd be Reggie Bush.
Okay, he has turned it on a little bit, and he has been able to show over the last several games he could run up the middle and he could do the things that a running back needs to do. But okay,
Name
a second thing.
In the middle of a young boy's dream.
Best Hartline, Fasano.
Ocho Cinco.
Look. Oh, that's right. They did get Ocho Cinco.
Mm-hmm.
He is kind of exciting.
Mm-hmm. He is exciting.
But who's going to throw him the ball?
Garrard? I think it should be Garrard.
Moore?
Who do you think should be the quarterback there? If the season starts today, who do you think?
It's got to be Moore. You ended the season with him.
So you,
Garrard hasn't played football in a year and a half.
Yeah, which, again, that's going to take him the preseason to figure out, you know, to get his timing back and things. But if he's in shape, and I have not heard any training camp reports, but I think via Hard Knocks, we're going to have a really good idea of who this team is.
It's going to be interesting. It's going to be really interesting.
When did they come on the air?
I do not know.
You keep talking. I'll look it up. So talk about this team.
Well, here's what I want to say is that outside of Tannehill, I think their draft was suspect. It didn't excite much. Maybe in the fourth round, Lamar Miller, the running back, will help Reggie Bush a little bit. But I don't know if he's that kind of running back that can come in and spell Bush from time to time. I don't like their defense, really. Their defense is older. They haven't really bolstered it much. I'm trying to look at their transactions to see if they've done anything via free agency outside of Ocho Cinco that has helped this team.
Well, we all know that they released Brandon Marshall.
Right. Well, that's huge.
Okay, I want to declare August 7th at 10 p.m. Eastern Time is when Hard Knocks will premiere. For those of us with satellite packages, we can catch it at 7 p.m. and be ahead of the curve there on August 7th. Tuesday nights will be Hard Knocks.
Can we just agree that on the offensive side of the ball, outside of Reggie Bush, at the wide receiver position, they don't have a number one, and I'm going to go as far as to say they don't have a number two.
Legudu Nane, I would make an argument for a legitimate number three. I think they have a bunch of number threes.
That's where I'm going. They don't have a number one.
Brian Hartline's a great number three. I think he's a solid three. Okay? Devon Bess.
But what I'm looking at is this.
And Anthony Fasano led the team in catches.
Your tight end.
Yes.
And that was what?
We've seen 60 that 2 years in a row.
It wasn't huge.
Receptions 32.
He's not okay. It wasn't even 60. I was giving him way too much credit.
Okay, Bess had 51.
Okay, God, please tell me someone had 50 at least.
Okay.
Okay, so he's your wide receiver.
Heartline 35. Oh, my God.
Here's the thing.
Wait, you Reggie Bush. Reggie look. Bush catches 43.
Yeah, but that's not a wide receiver.
And it's usually out of the backfield. Yeah, I know.
Just here's try- the thing. What I'm asking is that 11-year-old, 11-year
11-year-old could put together a better team.
11-year veteran Chad Ochocinco is coming in to be your number one. He's going to be your number one.
He's most dynamic wide receiver I have ever seen 6 years ago.
Yes.
6 years ago.
He's not number one anymore. At best, he's a number two.
Yeah.
And you know what? He's only a successful number two when you've got a number one opposite him who can do something.
Take double coverage.
Now, what's anybody going to do?
Ochocinco, and you're done.
And we'll take care. We'll pay. We'll put our bet.
We'll
bring in a good cover safety. We'll throw him on Fasano, and let's have Reggie Bush see what he does.
And you don't have a quarterback that can put the ball into the tiniest spot, which would allow Ochocinco to be double covered and still put the ball up there. You're going to be throwing a lot of picks. That's what it comes down to.
I think the biggest mistake that the Miami Dolphins have done
LA.
is allowing
Brandon Marshall leave. Oh, Jeff Ireland take over the team?
To continue to be there.
Well,
he should have been
this is a mess.
Gone. And the fact that you're giving him one more year is really bad. Last year they finished the season, Jeffrey, at give it to me.
Last year they were 6-10.
6-10.
Just like the Buffalo Bills. And against the division they were 3-3.
And looking at their schedule real quickly, once again, we've decided already
it's the NFC West, AFC South.
AFC South. There are a couple of teams.
And
you know what? With I don't have a problem seeing Seattle, Arizona, or San Francisco beating this football team.
No.
So, you know, and Steven, I certainly
I have
think
trouble.
Houston
okay.
and Tennessee can beat
I'm going to try and find them a win.
All right.
Okay, here we go. I'm going Houston, no. Oakland, no. New York, no. Arizona, no. Cincinnati, no. Versus St. Louis. They have a home game against the Rams. Maybe. We'll see. At New York, at Indianapolis. There, two wins. Because Indy ain't winning a game this year. Sorry, folks.
Oh, they'll win a couple. Late.
Versus Tennessee. No, I don't see it.
Seattle. New England.
No, Steve, this is bad. Home against Jacksonville. Okay, I've got them at 3 wins.
Wow.
This is going to be abysmal.
Yeah.
And just so you know, they finished the season versus Buffalo, and they have divisional games to wrap up the season on the final 2 weeks because the NFL schedule makers have made it better.
Yeah. So, Jeff, here's the thing. They kick off.
At Houston
after coming off of Hard Knocks, which is going to be crazy.
Yeah.
And then they're going to get obliterated by the Texans, and it's going to be like, oh, my God. And the wheels are going to fall off before the season begins.
Wheels on the bus go.
So there you go. There's your Miami Dolphins, folks.
In a nutshell.
There. So.
In a nutshell. Speaking of nuts. We go to Nueva York and the...
No, we go to Nueva England.
Nueva England? Oh,
yes,
I'm
the
sorry.
New England Patriots. Alphabetical order.
I know, but they're new. Those news get blurry.
News the same, so you go to
I
the
know,
first
so you go
letter
to
the next
word.
Which is England before York.
I happened to glance at the helmets and got distracted because that's where they finished last year. Okay, the New England Patriots... Let me quote.
Finished at 13-3.
They're gonna be fine. I think it was Pat Kerwin said this. He says with the Patriots, what I usually do is I pencil them in at 10 wins and then I go from there.
Who said that?
Pat Kerwin. Yeah, I put them in at 10 wins and then I go from there. I just kind of figure some things out.
Championship.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
You don't get this right, folks.
They ended the season on an 8-game winning streak. To finish the season 13-3, they won the division hands down.
Do not forget what went on there with their dual tight end threat.
Yes.
Just to remind people that you had Wes Welker, Rob Gronkowski, and then Aaron Hernandez making this triple threat that cannot be defended.
I think what the Patriots, if we're going to say anything negative, well, they don't about have Welker yet. Patriots, they
have a contract situation there. I'm just saying that if we want to talk negative, that's where you got to dig.
No, I'm thinking negative is they don't have a running game.
Stephen Ridley and they got Danny Woodhead, and they believe
they ranked 20th in the league in rushing last year. That's below average.
They got Grandpa Joseph Addai. I didn't know he was still in the league.
I didn't know he was still in the league.
But
either.
I mean, I'm happy for him.
The New England Patriots do not have a running game. They've not had a running game for a very long time. You're right. They did acquire Joseph Addai this year from the Indianapolis Colts. But as far as running backs are concerned, they still have Kevin Fogg. He's an unrestricted free agent. They haven't signed him yet. Ben Jarvis Greenellis went away via free agency. He's now a Cincinnati Bengal, and he was their majority of their offense on the ground last year.
Correct.
Ben Jarvis Greenellis.
I think he was around 700 yards.
So now you've taken him away. You've brought in Joseph Addai. He's been a shell of himself ever since he got injured in Indianapolis. I don't think he will return to be or be the kind of back that Ben Jarvis Greenellis was. Maybe he might. He's similar in size. He's about the same height. He's about the same weight. But I don't see him getting the production that Ben Jarvis did.
Well, you got your little big back in Stephen Ridley there, who got about 450 yards, 500 yards last year. He's 5'11", 225, so you've got your third smashing back, your third down. But again, you don't have an every down back there. That's the problem.
The thing with the Patriots is this. I'm sure if you haven't heard that now, you will start hearing it over and over and over and over and over again, is that they rely on their short pass to be their run game.
Yes.
They want their wide receivers.
I mean, almost the purest West Coast offense.
They want their wide receivers to make one guy miss and gain yards after the catch, as opposed to a running back having to bruise their way to get those tough yards. So they've never really needed a huge running back. But I think what the Giants exposed in the Super Bowl, and they've done it in two Super Bowls now.
They have.
Is if you get to Tom Brady and you hit him and you smack him around and you get him off his rhythm, that West Coast, 1-2-3, release the ball. 1-2-3-4-5, release the ball. And you get him off that comfort zone, those short passes that the Patriots rely on. Well, no, they do 3, 5, and 7, I think, is his.
Let's do the big one then, 7-step drop.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, release. And it's a quick release. I mean,
it
as soon as he hits that
pull
7, that ball
gun.
Is out of his hand. Those are for the deep passes, which they don't throw very many.
Nope.
They take maybe 3 shots in an entire game.
And for some reason, they thought, what's his name, is expendable.
Exactly.
Speaking of deep balls.
I think teams need to look at the Super Bowl, and again, the Giants beat them in the regular season as well in New England.
Correct.
So they need to take the film of those two games and figure out how do we get to Brady. And if we find a way to get to Brady and get him off his comfort zone, get him off those 3, 5, 7-step drops where he gets rid of that ball quickly, then maybe there's a way to stop the New England Patriots.
Maybe. But not likely.
So the Patriots aren't going to need a running game. So that's a negative that you can look at, but it's not a huge, glaring negative.
No, and okay, now let's talk about what they've done in the offseason.
But their defensive side of the ball.
Let's talk about that. They drafted defense.
They did.
They had an aggressive draft for the first time in a long time. They moved
defense,
up.
Defense. They took a defense.
Wide receiver, seventh
every
round.
Every round until the seventh, their final pick.
That's off the top of my head.
They took a wide receiver.
That's off the top of my head.
And it was Jeremy Ebert.
Didn't know that.
But they went defensive end, linebacker, free safety, defensive end, defensive back, cornerback.
They had a great draft, and the fact that they actually used their picks this year instead of acquiring more picks for years to come shows that Belichick knew and realized that, his defense had gotten too old, and it was a liability, and it possibly/probably cost them a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And you don't get to those dances very many times. They get there more often than anybody else, and to not win is a very sour taste in your mouth. And it was their defense that let them down, because we were told all week on Radio Row that they were going to allow Mario Manningham to beat them. because they believed he did not have the footwork to do what he needed to do, and so they were going to let him be the guy to beat him. Well, guess what? He's the guy who beat you.
He beat them a couple times.
Well, with the big strike of all. And you know what? Frequently he is out of position. And so I don't think their plan was bad, but their plan was, given the staff we have, we can't stop everybody. We will find your weakest receiver, and we will just put him in single coverage, and we'll play off coverage with him, and we'll tighten it up everywhere else. And you gotta be with him. And you know what? It's like the Giants were meant to be in that situation. So, yeah, New England, I have no trouble putting in, at again, another 13-win season.
Calm down with the 13.
I haven't even done the schedule, but when you've got the likes of Miami, Jacksonville, there's some tough games in there. San Francisco, Houston. That's all their tough games. Yeah, that puts them at 13 wins.
Tennessee. They start the season on the road in Tennessee. That'll be a good match. That'll be a good matchup for
Bill Belichick prepares like no one, and their first game is at Tennessee, and is really.
Remember that's
going to be Arizona.
That'll be a little bit of a grudge match.
If Baltimore were your next game on the schedule, then I think Tennessee you could be vulnerable for. But Baltimore doesn't come for a couple more games.
It's still a grudge match. They ran up the score on the Tennessee Titans the last time they played. I think they beat them 69-0 in the snow. It was embarrassing for that franchise, and they will remember it. And they will come out and say, you are not doing this again. And games like that get a little interesting.
Who's head coach of the Tennessee Titans?
I don't know.
There you go.
Why are you putting me on a spot like that?
Because I just had a feeling.
I saw your eyes. You were looking at me like.
I get a little sparkle. A little sparkle of mischievous self.
Wait. Don't tell me. Jeff Fisher's gone. He's now with the Rams.
Oh, yeah.
And
Fisher's been gone for
It's a Mike something or other. It's a Mike. God, it's at the tip of my tongue. Starts with an M. Mucci. Mike Mucci. Mike Munchak.
Mike Mucci. I mean, you got there. God bless you. Mike Mucci? No.
I needed the Mucci to get me to Munchak.
I understand that. I know how those things work. You got to get it's like acquiring a taste in your mouth. You've got to roll it around on the tongue wrong, but it's close enough that you then can get
to the finish line.
Mucci. Mike Munchak.
There you go.
So, look, I still think that Matt Hasselbeck has another year in him.
I don't know. That is a great quarterback. I mean, we're getting ahead of ourselves. That's in 3 weeks.
I know. We're talking about wins that New England could get. And we've gone way over time, so we need to move on.
Let's go 12-4. Let's go 12. Let's finish it up with the New York Jets.
Yes.
Let's finish it up with everyone's favorite team, the New York Football Jets. Why are they everyone's favorite team? Because now they've got Tim Tebow, baby.
Oh, my gosh.
It's Tim Tebow time. It's Tim Tebow time.
I'm Stephen A. Smith.
No, I'm Stephen A. Smith.
No. Skip Bayless is the Tim Tebow lover.
No, he's not a Tim Tebow lover.
All Tim Tebow does is win. Hello. Stephen, what's wrong with you? Tim Tebow just wins. He can't get through a broadcast without bringing up LeBron to say crap about him and to bring up Tim Tebow to say how great he is.
It's so funny.
It's so cliche.
In basketball, he tears down LeBron and Stephen A. defends him.
Yeah.
And then in football, he loves Tim Tebow and Stephen A.
Sorry, who's better, LeBron or Tim Tebow? My Lord, are we really having this conversation? LeBron would take Tim Tebow and introduce him to an entirely new reality, okay? Okay? They don't even exist on the same planet.
Do you
agree with me?
Maybe.
I mean, come on. Tim Tebow, great guy. LeBron James, 2-time MVP, league MVP. Tim Tebow will never be discussed amongst league MVPs. But he is now the new possible holder for what special teams position?
He's going to be on the punt team.
Yeah, but what's this? There's a name for the little position that he's supposed to play.
He's the punt blocker.
Punt blocker?
Yeah, right. He stands right behind the center, five yards behind the center.
Yeah.
He's the punt blocker.
Okay. So anyways, that's going to be one of his jobs. If I'm Rex Ryan and this is the hand I've been dealt by my general manager, he's also a running back. Okay? You paid him way too much money.
He's been working out at the running back position.
I would absolutely work him out as a running back, and I'd work him out as an option quarterback.
As a matter of fact, and I think the only reason I know this is because Mike Graham made me look it
up. Mike Graham, damn you, okay? That's who we're usually on radio with, yeah, with TalkSport, and he pulls things out that, yeah, just out of nowhere and asks questions like I put Steven on the spot.
And so I basically told him after, you know, during the OTA practices, he lined up a quarterback, he lined up in the punt formation, he lined up as a running back, he lined up as a wide receiver, and I told him, I wouldn't be surprised come training camp, he will line up as a tight end, he will line up as a flanker, and he'll probably, you know, be lined up as a fullback in front of a running back.
Yes.
He is going to play just about every single position that he can, and he will come in certain situations, short yardage, goal line,
what's his name,
and he'll
play
Miami. A quarterback.
The former head coach of the Miami Dolphins has been brought
Sperano.
Up as the offensive coordinator.
Tony Sperano.
He likes this crap.
Yes.
He likes to have as many options available to him.
And
so
Tebow's
Tim gives you
give
those options, okay? Now, is it to the detriment of Mark Sanchez and his development? Sure, but you know what? Mark, grow up. Nobody cares about your feelings. This is called the NFL.
Yes, yes.
And how do we make the
you
Jets a better
get your
team?
You can't little Will Feel shirt. You can't get them hurt.
Unless you're a wide receiver diva, in which case you're more than entitled to.
Yes.
Santonio Holmes.
They brought in Jeremiah Bell from Miami.
Jeremiah.
They brought in, that's it on the offensive side of the ball, I think. No. The Chaz Schillens. The wide receiver from Oakland. So they knew that they needed to get some wide receivers somewhere to help their team.
But they have lost LaDainian. He's retired.
Yes.
And now LaDainian didn't do a whole lot numbers-wise, but when he was in the game, he consistently blocked better than I would say better than anyone on their team.
Yeah, Green.
He played a lot of protection.
Green has a lot to learn on the
he
production
does.
There. But they also in the second round drafted wide receiver Stephen Hill, who I think that their offensive weapons have expanded, even though they lost to LaDainian Tomlinson.
Yeah, well, he was an offensive weapon as much as he was a blocking back.
Santonio Holmes.
I didn't bring up his race. Don't go John Terry on me, okay?
Yeah, I might.
A blocking.
Santonio Holmes is now happy again, you know, with Mark Sanchez and stuff.
Yeah, they're all chill.
They're buddies. And apparently, we were not allowed to go to their New York Jets West.
No, Jets West was closed to the media and public.
Because they invited Tim Tebow! How about that, Jeffrey?
Yeah.
I'm just, every time I mention his name, I'm like, Tim Tebow! That's how I'm going to say it. Can I say
along
it that way?
Along with RG3 when you say his name?
No, I'm never saying that name again.
All right, Dustin Keller is still there at tight end and a valuable position for them.
And as a matter of fact, you should prepare yourself for Redskins games, because whenever we talk about those games, you are going to have to be the name that mentions his name.
Okay.
I'm just telling you now.
I still think one of the big strengths is going to be their offensive line. Nick Mangold holding down the fourth there at center is just a
the guy
beast.
Who won't go cheer on his sister in the Olympics.
I like Nick Mangold. I'm sorry. All 307 pounds of him. He is a
go
load.
See your sister in a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity event participating in the Olympics. So she may not get there again. Dude.
David Beckham gets suspended from – you need to bring this up on Mike's show tonight. I forgot.
Uh-huh.
Beckham gets suspended – by the MLS for multiple red cards or something like that, or beating up the mascot, whatever it is he did. And so what does he do? He shows up at Wimbledon. He's there with his wife. There's this Galaxy match going on, and he's courtside at Wimbledon.
What's wrong with that?
I'm suspended. I can do whatever I want.
Yeah.
I don't. It puts your question, your priority to your team.
You're suspended. You got to go watch your team lose.
You should at least. I don't know. Stay
you're not
close
allowed
to, your
to
club.
Be with the team.
Stay as close as
you
you're allowed.
Can't be on
you
the
don't
sideline.
Go run home with your screamingly hot wife looking, and he looked fantastic.
I'm going home. Trust me. Wife, if you're listening, if I ever get suspended from anywhere, I'm coming home to hang out with you, honey.
All right. So that being said, we think the New York Jets are going to be an interesting team to watch this year.
They will be fun. They will be fun. Remember Peter King's advice to you a few years ago?
No,
because
he's on vacation.
because
a few years ago, he told me to take the Carolina Panthers.
This is the time to be on vacation. Didn't I tell you?
Yes.
Okay. No. Yes. But why did he tell you? Because they would be fun to watch.
And they weren't. They were a car wreck.
And I'm telling anybody who will listen, the Jets will be fun to watch this
You
year.
Betcha. You betcha.
It will be fun to watch.
Will they improve on their 8-8 record?
I'll tell you week 5.
Yeah. Steven doesn't like to give us predictions before the prediction show.
Yes.
And we do need our spreadsheet, don't we?
We do. I got an email from him.
Oh.
He is working on it. There are some tweaks that he's making apparently.
More modifications.
This year.
He's like you. He just can't leave well enough alone. It was really great.
Yes, but it can only get better.
It's you and the website,
it
dude. Just leave it
better.
Alone.
Have you seen the website?
The website's awesome.
Have you seen the new and in our featured posts
yes.
and stuff? And
is that why you've actually
cool
written stuff? Because now there's a new
yeah,
place
now,
for it
gotta,
to show up?
Yes, you got to actually write stuff. I've been trying
is
to write.
Is Larry Fitzgerald calling out Michael Floyd? Percy Harvin demands trade. These are all Steven posts going
well,
out
yeah,
of Supercharger.
Yeah, because I thought that if I
Cole
started
McCoy
posting.
Cole McCoy getting a raw deal. Steven's posting.
I figured that you would start posting.
It's not a competition,
I
Steven.
I figured you would start. Well, I got to get my name in there, too.
I've
you
been
know.
Trying to work on other projects
yes,
that might be of more
projects.
Financial significance.
Yes, I see.
Might provide us economic freedom for the first time in our lives.
I like the economic freedom.
Yes.
Yes.
So that's where I've been. People coming up, Johnny Gray, Jeff Ellis. Hosting TalkSport overnight, midnight to 6 a.m. on Monday. Not as in midnight Tuesday, but midnight as in when the clock strikes 12, Sunday night into Monday morning.
Yes.
I'll be on 6 to 12 or 12 to 6 with Johnny Gray co-hosting this weekend. So make
sure
you tune in for part of it.
We've gone 15 minutes overtime, Jeffrey. Yep. We've got to go. Thank you for listening. This has been the AFC East. Sorry, Jets fans, if you think you got shafted. But you know what? It's Tim Tebow! That's all
and
I have to say.
Sorry, Dolphins fans, that your team sucks.
That's all the time we have. I'm Steven Miranda.
Jeff Ellis.
For NFL Rants and Raves. We're out!
Hey, that time it worked.